So bottom line, let's just hear the bottom line of what happened to your two patients. So Alan again, 40-year-old woman, a young patient again. What was her first-line therapy?
So this patient, it was second line, and the patient progressed immediately on first line. We gave FOLFOXIRI, and she progressed.
No Bev?
FOLFOXIRI Bev, primarily resistant, progressed immediately on that. We put her on the combination, and she's not had a great response, but she's stabilized over about a year. So she's
A
been on a
year.
B,
She's been
she's
on
been on
it a
treatment
year.
about a year.
What toxicity issues have
She had a
come
lot
up?
of skin toxicity, and now she's sort of got really severe fatigue, I'd say.
And how long was she on the FOLFOXIRI Bev?
Just maybe 2 months.
Two
Yeah,
months. Wow.
I'd say maybe twice or three times a year you'll see primarily refractory patients, and she was one of them.
It kind of reminds me when I first heard about ibrutinib. I was just asking in CLL, I would just ask people about cases to get a feel for what really happened. So, I mean, you look at this case as a woman who progresses on 2 months on FOLFOXIRI Bev, so you think maybe there's some benefit, even though she didn't have an objective response.